This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yam on Campus FM.
Good afternoon.
And today we're going to talk about unwelcome visitors. In fact, you are going to see why it's important to clean our colon from hundreds and hundreds of parasites which invade our intestines. Is this true, Dr. Lydia, that we are invaded by these parasites?
It's a very unpleasant topic we are touching today, Margaret. And when I started to speak about the subject many years ago, I found a lot of rejectfulness, because to admit our body is full of, as you said, unwanted visitors is not easy. But we have to face the truth. And we have to understand our bodies are occupied with the unwanted visitors. We call it parasites. It is a worms, it is a organisms who found a niche in our body and using our body as a home, as a bathroom, as a shop, and as a bedroom. And even reproductive
as
hotel.
A dining room,
as a dining, absolutely. So reproducing in our body, so using it as a kindergarten, and actually we are not aware about it. So we need to bring this awareness and to not to be afraid to face it, because it is a way how to remove these unwanted visitors. Before Galileo Galilei bring the awareness to the society about the micro world, he invented the microscope. So before that, people were thinking the micro world does not exist. So the surgeons of the ancient time didn't even wash their hands, because no needed. So nobody saw the small creatures. And nowadays, the microscope science is very, very advanced. And everybody knew, even small children and old people, were living in the world of microorganisms, unseeing. And many parasites have unseeing small sizes, so we cannot see them. They're living, the army of them are living inside, and we still cannot see them. You mentioned about the colon parasites, but we have not only in the colon, you can find parasites everywhere. In Asia,
now you're really scaring me, Dr. Lydia.
In Asia, I witnessed the operation. The surgeon removed the parasites from the eye. It can be parasites in the brain. It can be parasites in all organs, our internal organs, the skin, the blood, etc. So we just need to understand the basic things. We are living in the world full of life, different forms of life. And of course, through our interconnection, we are allowed this world enter our body. So, with the food, unwashed hands, especially children, they're picking up everything from the floor. They're just picking these parasites and kissing the animals. Some people have this habit. Animals, I love animals, but no need maybe to kiss them. By simply using not washed properly catering,
not to wash
properly the forks or
the cutlery.
Cutlery, yes, forks or spoons or plates. So we're picking
and
up.
What do you mean by not washing them properly? Because we have some very proud Maltese housewives out there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're waiting in a restaurant, in cafeterias, in the public places, I don't know, not always maybe it's washed properly. So we are like this, delegate our infection to everyone.
Maybe those dishwashers do a good job because of boiling hot water.
I won't go into the technical things because even some washing powder is very toxic. Towards human being.
It's true.
So the best is actually to use sodium bicarbonate and just mustard powder.
So can you say this again, Dr. Lydia?
Sodium bicarbonate, mustard powder, and vinegar.
What is the powder again?
Mustard powder.
Mustard powder.
Mustard powder. Fantastic to remove the oil.
So you mean mustard?
Waste. Mustard, yes.
But in powder form.
In powder form, yes. It's not expensive.
And you mix it with sodium bicarbonate.
No, you can use it's different ingredients. No need to mix.
Okay.
But when you're mixing, you even can do very good job for
sodium.
Your sink, etc.
Bicarbonate, mustard powder, and
vinegar.
And vinegar.
Vinegar. the same for our body. Like we can detoxify ourselves from the parasite with the sodium bicarbonate. Half of a teaspoon put in a hot water, boiled water. One glass of boiled water. Wait when the gas will be removed, disappear. If your sodium bicarbonate is not bubbling, it means the soda is old.
Ah.
So this is very important nuance to remove CO2 with these bubbles. And then you can drink it when it's cool.
In fact, mine has never bubbled, coming to think of it.
Really? So I will give you, I'll bring you another, Margaret.
So you have to be careful of the kind of brand you buy,
it's just not working. It's not harmful, but it's not working.
It's not working. It
probably
has to.
Probably it was very long time in the storeroom.
It has to froth.
It has to froth, yes. So, you can ask me, how can I prove it's there? Because, the laboratory analyses are very unreliable. To find the parasites, it has to be the period of gestation, when they're reproducing.
Full moon, I think it has to be, no?
No. They have different parasites, have different phases. Mm-hmm. They can be very small, they can be in a micron level, or they can be very big. The adult, some adult, like ascarids, and some other type of parasites will have about even sometime a meter long
in the body.
Yes, they are sucking our blood, so we're becoming to be anemic. We are going into the deficiency. We're going into the depression. Always telling, I have a patient suffered with depression for many years, and when I found she have a parasite, yes, you know, I have this frequency reading equipment. So I saw she have a parasite, and in 1 week, the parasite was gone. She saw it. She flushed it in the toilet, and she felt completely great. So her depression was gone after years of antidepressants and psychological support.
Who would ever link depression with parasites?
Exactly. But the link is very easy to understand, because the parasites producing a lot of toxins, and it affects our nervous system, and it's reducing our happiness.
You mean we can be depressed just because of the toxins in the body?
Exactly, exactly. The first step out of depression is not the antidepressant. The first step is not even a psychologist. The first step to detoxify your body, because our body is the base for our psyche. So our mind is very much based on our body. And what do we have inside of our body? The environment of our body is highly affected our mind. Even the type of thinking is changing, you know. Now you can see a lot of slogans about change your mind, so positive thinking. You cannot change your mind like this if your body is full of toxins. You just cannot simply, because you feel bad. You feel very low. You feel your body is tired chronically. Whatever you will put in your mind, it's difficult to fight. Yes, it can help, I'm very much into that, but it's not enough. We need to clean up the body.
Mm-hmm. So how do you really cleanse the colon? We spoke about a glass of water with bicarbonate of soda, a teaspoon, we said.
Half a teaspoon
in hot water.
In hot water, wait, the bubbles will disappear.
And
then when it's cool, drink it on
when
empty
it's cooler,
stomach.
When it's cool,
yes.
Not when it's hot.
Yes.
You drink it when it's cool.
On empty stomach.
So that helps.
If you will not do this, just the sodium bicarbonate can be harmful for your stomach. So it's important to know the procedure.
Yes, to follow this procedure.
Yes.
Okay.
The other ingredients, as I said before, it's apple cider vinegar, which is also alkalizing the body, and it's also...
you drink it with water?
Yes, you can drink it with water. Yes, you can use it as a dressing. And the other ingredients important is the...
So any special time of the day to take these? The bicarbonate with water...
I will not suggest to use sodium bicarbonate straight before you're taking the food, because the level of your acid in the stomach has to be high. I will suggest to about half an hour after food, after meal.
After your breakfast, for
after
example.
After your meal, yes.
After your meal. Ah, okay.
So, or on empty stomach.
Or on an empty stomach.
On empty stomach.
Ah, okay.
Really good. I found people sleeping deeper when they have this sodium bicarbonate before sleep.
Really?
Yes. They felt very good, very... actually, after our last detox, Margaret, with this Shank Prakshalana, many people from our group sent me feedback about they sleep much better.
That's true. I slept so well. You're right. I could do it each and every weekend.
Yes, the quality of your sleep is different when mm-hmm. you are free of toxicity.
So what else can we do to clean our colon, not only, of course, you know, of the parasites, but also
about the parasites,
toxins?
We can do huge lectures, and maybe in the future we will speak more what type of parasites, etc.
So how can we prevent this from happening, from getting these parasites?
So we need to wash our hands in the kitchen, we need to wash our cutlery, we need to be careful with the animals, and from time to time also do the treatment. Without treating the animals, we're always like in danger.
An animal comes on the sofa, does it leave any parasites?
Possible. It depends how polluted the animal is. And it can be on the skin of the animals, etc. But if we like doing from time to time the preventative way, preventative therapy, we are protected more. Mm-hmm. What is this preventative way? First of all, I will suggest to use regular and to give to your children the simple pumpkin seeds, overnight soaked, one handful, and eat it on empty stomach without anything else. So pumpkin seeds contain these ingredients which are killing the parasites. Do it for about 1 week, and then in a week time repeat it again. Very good sodium bicarbonate. It have also anti-parasitical effect. You can use garlic on empty stomach. Why on empty stomach? Because overnight the parasites becoming to be hungry, like we are, and they eating the food what we are offering to them. So then this particular ingredients in the pumpkin seeds and all sodium bicarbonate destroying them. And then together with the stool, body is eliminating them. Some parasites are the blood-sucking parasites. They are living in the intestine, or some of them living in the liver. Some cases of sugar diabetes started from the parasitosis.
No.
Many type of cancer is a result of parasitosis as well.
So how can you get rid of those parasites in your liver and your blood?
It is a procedure. It's not easy. A very popular chemical called Vermax. This is what most people know. Unfortunately, it has a toxic effect on the body, and I prefer to use herbal medicine. You can use Ayurvedic herbal medicine. Many bitter herbs are very beneficial for this antiparasitic treatment. In your country, you can find the sage, rosemary.
Sage and rosemary?
Rosemary, yes.
To get rid of
infusion, yes.
An infusion?
An infusion. Good thyme, to use thyme.
So if you can maybe remind our listeners what an infusion means?
Infusion is a sort of tea made from the herbs. You can use it in a thermos, you can put herbs, like one handful in a 1 liter thermos, put hot water, and just close it and keep it for about half an hour.
In fact, that's my tea, that's what I do.
But for antibacterial benefit, we, and the antihelminth, antiparasite benefit, we need quite concentrated infusion. For the tea, for the daily prophylactic preventative way, we can add
what
more.
What do you mean by prophylactic?
Preventative way, not to get them. So like, for example, our digestive system, because we're eating not natural food, very weak. Mm-hmm. And because it's weak, it cannot fight the parasite. Normally, we can fight everything. But because we are weakening by our style of living, we are sitting 8 hours minimum, sitting in the office 8 hours, then sitting another 5 hours at home, driving, sitting again, meeting people sitting. So we're constantly sitting. And of course, the blood circulation of our internal organs are very low, very poor. Especially we have vessels, blood circulation, and also we have a capillary circulation. But just now, in the last 10 years, the medicine started to pay attention for that. But it's a very important circulation because it's keeping the function of our organ in a good state.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time, unfortunately, with the food what we're eating, we are blocking the small vessels and the blood is not circulating inside of the tissues. So we are decreasing the function. And because we're decreasing the function, the body started to die slowly, slowly. We're losing the effectiveness of our body.
So using sage and rosemary, can it have any adverse effects? Can it impinge on any other ailments or conditions?
Well, need to be careful if you have a low blood pressure.
With sage?
With the sage as well, yes.
Okay, so low blood pressure, avoid sage.
Not avoid, but be in control.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least do not use it on empty stomach. The same, just a simple green tea. Sometimes people saying, I do not know why I do not like green tea. I feel not good. Mm-hmm. So my first question will be, are you drinking green tea on empty stomach?
Okay.
And most of the time, yes, people drinking it on empty stomach. Mm-hmm. What is not good if you have a low blood pressure? We are thinking it's just a food, just the herbs, but it's a power.
Incredible. So these infusions of sage and rosemary, you try not to take them first thing in the morning?
Yes, if you have a low blood pressure.
In case you do have a condition.
The pumpkin seeds, the garlic, you can use it on empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You can offer it to your children. I'm not sure about the animals will eat it. So for animals, probably need to use some chemical,
and
some synthetic.
The pumpkin seeds, we have to put them in water overnight?
We need to soak it, yes.
Soak overnight. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So we said that there are parasites also in our blood and in our liver.
Yeah.
And using this sage and rosemary infusion can help this.
Yes. I also will suggest oregano and oregano oil.
Oregano oil.
Very
and what would you do with the oil?
You can find it in the capsules. In agar-agar capsules. So you can use this oil and it will help you.
Okay.
Also very good to have a bitter type of food, like horseradish, like mustard. This is also have antiparasitic effect. You can find Karela in a Ayurvedic store. Karela. Mm-hmm.
Karela.
Karela. It also have a very strong antiparasitic effect. Initially, you can find a lot because in a hot climate, the parasites are easier reproducing, multiplying. Yes. So, and it's easy to get it.
Okay.
More in North country, they are less, of course, mm-hmm. because not all parasites are have a capacity to live in a cold climate. But in hot countries, it's one of the reasons of high death between children, between people, that especially between children, because of that. In Africa, many children suffering with high parasitosis, helminthosis. If it will be interesting topic, we will maybe in the future, we will continue, we will develop this talk, because if you know already about the what type of parasites, because this is very general information, but if you know some type of parasite, for example, like Giardinia, it's very popular now, you can find it, or Lambliosis. Many people have this type of parasites.
And they don't know?
No, they don't know.
They feel tired? How do they feel when you have these parasites?
When the organs are not functioning properly, of course you will feel tired.
And why don't the organs function properly?
If the parasite is living inside, it's taking the power of the organ. It's eating your food. It's eating the nutrients. This is why the organ cannot function properly.
Okay. So how do you feel? Tired?
You feel tired. You can have even allergy. A lot of allergies based on parasitosis without the awareness.
You mean like sneezing?
Not only. Even the skin rash, even some type it's psoriasis.
Psoriasis as well?
Yes, you can find, you know, I have this equipment based on wave resonance, and it's have a much higher percentage of recognition of the parasite. So to diagnose parasite is not easy. Laboratory only can...
50, I think, they can recognize.
No, 35% only.
35?
Yes. Uh-huh. So it's difficult, not because the laboratory is so bad. It's just because it is no method how to do it. But by wave resonance diagnostic, you can find the frequencies of the parasite comparing to the frequencies of the of your library, of your informational bank, and you can even recognize the type of a parasite there. And like this, you can work. You can ask me, Margaret, how to prove it is a parasite by the result. So when people are following the type of therapy, using the remedies, and then all of a sudden they started to feel good, like no allergy anymore, no infection, the mood is better, the mind is more clear, and the memory is good. So it means it is the effect of parasitosis is low or maybe absolutely clear. 100% is impossible to say, are you free, parasite free or not, because mm-hmm. it's each organ, each type of tissue in the body can contain the parasitosis.
So how common are parasites?
Honestly,
if you give a percentage, you know.
Honestly, I think more than half population have a parasite. Actually, much more. But about 70% people experiencing the influences of parasitosis. Sometimes very, very, in very unusual way, like mood swing, yes? So, like the function of endocrine system, just a bad mood.
What do you mean, the function of the endocrine system?
Like, for example, people have a low function of thyroid.
Mm.
Or low function of pancreas. As I mentioned before, sometimes sugar diabetes developed on the base of the parasites, which are living in the digestive system, in particular in the tissues of a pancreas gland.
So it messes up all our system?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and this is a part of a detox, because detox have to count on that. What's the point to remove only the heavy metal from your body if you still have a parasite? So it's have to be complex, and now it's quite many different commercial programs of detox. So it's also not bad, but just see how professionally it's done, because sometimes it's just a simple herbs and simple juices, what is also good, not bad, but see how do you feel. If you feel not good already, if your health already low, and if you have allergy, you need quite serious detox. You need to start with something deeper.
We started a new series, Dr. Lydia, but it becomes even more interesting as we go along. I found it very interesting. I hope that our listeners have too. Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. And during our next program, we'll be talking about detoxifying our emotions, which is very important, very interesting as well. Who doesn't have negative emotions? As you have seen in this program, colon health is very important if we are to lead a healthy life, and freeing ourselves of any parasites. As Dr. Lydia has mentioned, these parasites can be all over, so we really have to be careful and watch out for the right signals. If you have any questions, send your emails to campusfm@um.edu.mt, and if you'd like to listen to our programs on the internet, visit our website www.multiuniversitybroadcasting.com and click on webcasts. And then, of course, you can listen to any of our programs at your own convenience. This is Margaret Arjus, would like to thank our recording engineer Samuel, and invite you to join us again next time. Until then, I leave you with this thought. Half the costs of illness are vested on conditions that could be prevented.